We have given each other around 10 minutes before we started recording in order to compile our lists of the best films in the year 2022. Obviously, we're in 2023 right now, but this is a draft of the best films in 2022. Are you ready, Gianna?
I think so. There's a lot of big releases. I just looked it up. There was actually 261 movies released in theaters, on streaming services, at festivals in the year 2022. And of that, I've maybe seen like about 10. But I think I have a pretty solid list.
Me too. I have compiled, I think, the 10 best. But first, before we get to describing our lists, let's set the ground rules real quick. So Basically how this is going to work, we are going to do a coin flip for whoever gets first pick. And then we're going to alternate. Bang, 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 bang. Right? And we each have five movies. We can shout out honorable mentions. We can do whatever. But you have five movies to make your list.
We're going back and forth, right?
Yes. And by the end, we will have the audience decide who has the better list, unless it's already unanimous, which will probably be my list, and will be the winner. So let me look it up, right? Or let me just ask Siri. We'll just ask Siri. Why not? We'll just ask Siri.
What, to flip a coin?
Yeah.
You beat me to it. I was just looking it up.
All right.
Wait, who's heads, who's tails?
What do you want to be? I'll let you decide.
Tails.
All right, your tails.
Mm-hmm.
Flip a coin.
Tails.
All right.
That's unfortunate, but you get first pick.
Okay.
So, but cue the music. Cue the draft music.
For the sake of competition, I think this is probably the number one between the two of us. And, I mean, I could be wrong. It was a really great movie.
I know where you're going.
Been around for way too many months, but at number one, I had Top Gun Maverick.
Bull.
The best movie of 2022.
That was some BS right there. But fair.
Why, was that, your one?
Game respects games. He's overall, I think, the best player in this draft. He has great potential in the future, you know, to really age well. And he's kind of that star guy that'll bring fans to the arena. You know what I mean? Okay. So I might completely drop the ball on this pick now because Top Gun was such a shoo-in for the first pick. But for my first pick, according to my list, I think at the time, this was kind of earlier in the year. And there wasn't a whole lot of competition out in terms of movie of the year, but I think this movie captivated a lot of people, and it's kind of a movie that if you sit down and watch, you'll enjoy. So I'm going to have to go with The Batman for my first pick.
Damn it.
That's similar to Top Gun, you know, the Batman, such an iconic figure and character. And it is a little long, right? It might hold the ball too long. Might be a ball hog.
Good though.
But it's still a solid 3-hour film, and it'll keep you engaged on your first watch or your 50th watch. So I'm confident.
Have you gone back and rewatched it?
I have not.
Okay, me neither. I was just thinking about it.
I got to catch up on some of the other releases. I got to look at some other players. You know.
You're right. And now this release, my number two, is definitely one I think you should watch at some point. Will it be your favorite? Who knows? But for sure, it's one of mine. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. If I wasn't competing against Jackson, I would have put this at my number one. Because it's huge. One of my favorite movies of
all
time.
She played the game.
Exactly.
That was number four on my list. And it would have been a controversial pick. Yeah, because I know people love it. I know it was a hit with people, and I still have yet to watch it. But I was probably going to pick that maybe next. If I read the room, but since you got two great films, and now I'm kind of this is where I feel like the draft can go anywhere at this point. I think those were the first three shoe-in picks. I'm looking at the things I wrote down, and this one might be an odd one. I think this was not kind of a late entry into the draft class, but it was kind of there towards the end of the cycle. But I don't know if you've seen this yet. But I think people that watch this movie, it's just an enjoyable movie. It's not anything groundbreaking, but it's solid. This movie will give you 15 points off the bench every night, but it's just very dependable. And I think in terms of entertainment value, I'm going to have to go with Bullet Train.
Okay, that's a good one. That was on my list. I did watch it, right before you were
Did you
in
watch it on
town.
Netflix?
Yeah. That would have been a great theater release, and I liked it a lot
It was a
more.
it was great in the theater.
Yeah, I liked it a
And
lot
shout
more
out,
when I
my
was planning
uncle
on
is
it.
in that movie. So that's
There
why
you
it gets a
go.
little extra side of range with that pick.
Very
All right,
nice.
I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling confident.
Okay, at number three, and this one may come to a surprise for some people, but it really should be because this movie was fantastic. I personally really liked it. And its energy is definitely carrying over into the new year. And I think it's great. And I think this is a great, I just said great like four times in a row, but this project was a great thing for this one particular studio. And I'm excited to see what comes next. So, number
Oh,
three,
okay.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah. That's
Which,
fair. That's fair. Very late release. Right.
yeah,
That was like a December release.
it was late, so you could almost put this as a 2023 movie,
I would say
especially considering I
Puss in
saw it
Boots is
here.
kind of a
But
wild card pick in a
oh,
sense.
yeah,
Great measurements, very athletic, but you don't know. It might be hit or miss some nights with some people. You just gotta know your crowd. Especially with maybe the older crowd. You don't know if they'll like this movie as much because one, it's they may not like animated movies, right?
true.
And that's just a
Definitely a
different type
toss
of
up.
player. So what he's a different form. So what he shoots free throws weird, you know? Okay. Dang. All right. Three picks left on my side. Where do I want to go?
Choose wisely, my friend.
I know. I just got to think of what you're gonna pick. And I don't think you're gonna pick that. All right. You know what? We'll do this. I don't think I can allow you to get this film on your list. I'm gonna have to. Okay. I did watch this movie, not in the ideal circumstances. I did watch it in a car ride.
Oh, I know what this means.
But I think it still holds up. I think it helped that it was on streaming, just showed how versatile this film could be. Would have been really interesting to see this movie on the big stage, competing with the best. But I think I'm gonna have to go with Glass Onion for my third pick.
Whatever.
I think that was just a must pick. I don't think I can allow you to have Glass Onion and everything all at once in the same room because
Yeah.
they're just too dynamic of a movie, too
That's
dynamic of two
fair.
films together, two very different films, but yet two very entertaining films. So, yes. All right. I
That's
pass
a good pick.
the draft to you.
Okay, this is where I'm stuck because I could go run route or I could go another, but I'm starting to get into the territory of movies I'm not as familiar with.
Uh-oh, she's in trouble. She didn't do her scouting report.
No. I wrote some down on here that I can definitely not count. I wasn't realizing how serious this draft was.
Very serious.
Okay, I'm gonna say it because I think this is what best for my strategy, but at number four, similar to Top Gun, you probably know where I'm going with this. We have another great comeback. Took a long time in the making. The technology is super impressive, and so people are liking it. I haven't seen it,
Overrated.
haven't seen
Overrated
the first
player.
one.
I don't even
And
know
you
what
know
you're
what?
doing. You haven't even seen it.
Planning on it, but at number four, Avatar, The Way of the Water.
That wasn't even on my list. That wasn't even on my radar.
Uh-oh. I don't know if the people are gonna agree with that one, Jackson.
Puss in Boots. The player you drafted before it took less time than Avatar and is a better, just better. All right,
Yeah.
anyways. You know what? I can live with that. I can live with that. That wasn't even on my radar. I don't think that person necessarily fits my coaching style. It's too much of a diva. I think it's too much self-absorbed. The ego's too big. It's been out of the game for a while, and I just don't think it can adjust well into the market, into the current market of the league right now. So I think that was kind of a bad pick on your part. But
All
anyways.
right, let's hear your number
Okay.
four, huh?
I think. All right, I'll go with this one. I'll go with this one. This player is very is the it's the third of its family. It had high expectations coming to the league because its two older siblings did very well and was very likable towards the fans. And I think with this one, the father is very prominent and having very successful children in the
I
league, and
honestly have no clue what you're talking about.
I'm gonna have to go with nope.
Oh, okay.
Now it makes
Yeah, that's
sense.
fair.
Now it makes sense.
Makes
Yeah.
sense.
Nope. I did watch this on a plane.
These travel movies in the
And it was
car,
I definitely watched
the
that movie in
plane.
480p. That movie was not in HD whatsoever.
Bad.
But it was still entertaining.
It was free.
I think the media can turn this movie into something that people don't like, and maybe it doesn't fit well in the court. But I think true fans and hardcore fans will look deep into this movie and appreciate the themes
You
and
know what?
how it plays with other players.
That's kind of funny because I've heard from some hardcore fans that this one falls a little short. Deep down in these deep synopsis and analysis, it's just not as good as the other two. But you know what? I think that's a
Have
very
you seen No Play on the court? I don't think so. I don't think you've
no.
seen No Play.
Have you
He's an
seen the
absolute
other
dog.
two?
I've seen the first one. The first one was set the groundwork.
Which us, right?
No. Get us. Get
Get
out.
out. Oh, never mind, never
Get
mind.
out, set the groundwork for the followers, for us
Set the
and
bar really
nope.
high.
All right, your pick.
Okay,
Your
last
fourth pick.
one. This is make or
Oh, your
break.
last pick. Sorry.
Yeah. My heart's telling me to go one way. No, not even my heart. I'm between two movies I haven't seen. And I'm basing this off of what I've heard. And this is hard. Think you'll say one of these? No, I take that back. I don't think you'll say either of these. So I'm just gonna go for it. And for my number five, this one came out quick. It was kind of a surprise to some. It was the, I guess, follow-up, but I think a prequel to the film that also came out this year. It was a great Halloween costume. I saw lots of people do it and lots of people kill it. I'm still hearing quotes in TikTok audios, so it's safe to say that it had a pretty big impact on a certain crowd of people. But for my number five pick, I am putting the movie Pearl.
Never even heard of it.
No, you're lying. You're lying.
Nope.
Pearl?
Pearl. That's a that's a that's a that's a
Prequel to
bench
X?
role player at best.
Now
Pearl.
that I put it down on paper, I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm iffy about this choice.
What,
You've
did you
totally
even
heard of
see
it.
this film?
No. It's on my watch list, though.
So you just heard good things about it, apparently?
Yeah, everyone loves it.
All right. When did it come out?
I don't know.
Oh
It
well.
was really
Oh well.
quick.
Pearl. Interesting pick. Not even on my radar. Who knows? Who knows? They could be a diamond in the rough. No pun intended.
A pearl in the rough.
Whatever. Whatever. All right. Well, okay. So it leaves the door wide open. And I have the final pick. I'm looking at my squad compared to your squad. And I think our top two match up pretty well. I say our top two match up really well. My Batman and Bullet Train to your Top Gun and everything,
I don't
they
know. I
match up
think
pretty
I have a
well.
little bit more weight on that one, but
Okay. But I think where I get you is I think Glass Onion is better than Avatar. One
okay.
thing, because Avatar is a 3-hour movie,
Yeah.
and I don't know how to describe it. I don't describe it.
Get to it.
I'm not
Let's
gonna
hear that
compare it.
number five pick.
Well, I'm building it up real quick.
You're
Jeez
boring me.
Louise, I'm boring you. Anyways, but I look at your Pearl pick, and I'm like, okay, Nope and Pearl, both kind of horror movies in their own way, right? So they kind of match up against each other. But the one player on your list that can mess up my team in terms of matchups is Puss in Boots. And so I have to look sort of in the similar realm to it. And I don't know if this is a DreamWorks film. I don't know if they come from the same school. But I think they have very similar play styles. Different play style, different play styles, but same build in a sense. And I'm going to have to go with a film that we both saw in theaters, and that is going to be Paws of Fury
God, are you
as
serious?
my fifth pick.
Jackson, no. You just threw your team down the drain. That's
No, I
like
didn't.
a
Go watch Paws of Fury again. It
Oh
matches
my
up. I
God.
needed an animated movie. That was the
I
best end.
No. I thought you were
Paws of
gonna say
Fury.
Turning Red, not Paws of Fury.
Turning
You watched
Red.
Turning Red?
Yeah, I did. That was a
Yeah,
good player.
it was good.
Well, second round pick though.
Better than Paws of Fury.
Bruh, Paws of Fury was so good.
Wow.
Look at the cast.
Wow. Michael Cera. Okay,
Hey,
and
all he's got to do is play defense against Paws
you
and
know,
Boots and it's
I love
chilling.
him. I love him, but
It's chilling.
I didn't even put it down on my list. I looked at it and I was like, oh, Paws of Fury, and I swiped right past it. Wow. I don't know. We'll have to leave this up to the people because I think these are two pretty solid lists. However, I do think one is stronger than the other, but who knows? Honorable mention to Marcel the Shell with Shoes
I
On,
know.
though.
I was gonna put that on my list, but I just didn't know too much about it. I know it was
I,
really good, but
yeah, I watched it at school a couple of weeks ago and it was great. I cried. It was a great movie, but definitely one I wish I saw in theaters. I thought for
shout out.
sure.
I
Oh,
gotta.
sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I thought for sure Elvis was going to pop up somewhere on here
That was
for
on my
my
list.
last
That
one.
was. I did rank that above Nope and Paws of Fury. But I just had
Okay.
to go. I had to go animated with that last pick.
No, you didn't.
I did. I had to.
All right, I don't get your playing style, coach, but yeah, Elvis, I haven't seen it, but it's definitely one that I think I wouldn't be surprised if it came up on a list, and I was between that and Pearl. Probably should have said Elvis, but it
I think I
definitely
had.
Pearl.
Oh, that's wrong. I think it would have been between Elvis, Vengeance, and Paws of Fury for me in my final pick. But I went a
Three
little wild card,
toss-ups.
and I can live with that.
You know, I kind of like it. I'm a Paws of Fury supporter, believe it or not, but
And let's look. I'm gonna look this up real quick,
what?
and this will be the final thing. Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank.
It's a Nickelodeon movie. I can tell you
That's
that.
right. That's right.
Is that what you're looking up?
Yeah, let me look this up on Letterboxd, because this might have been an absolute tanker of a pick.
Kind of proud of this list. If I get first pick, I might have been in trouble. Probably would have swept me off my feet.
Let's think about that real quick. And I don't Paws of Fury was probably a bad pick, but I can sleep with that. I can develop it. You never
Okay.
know. It might develop into a sequel. Who knows? I think I would have gone Top Gun, and then I think you would have gone probably Batman. No?
Well,
If you didn't go
yes.
Batman, this pick was going to be a wash, because if I have Top Gun, then the Batman.
Yeah, see.
Because you would have gone everywhere with your first pick then, I think.
It
Yeah.
would if it wasn't if I wasn't competing against you and you just stole Top Gun, I would have put everything, but for the sake of strategy, I would have picked the Batman.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for our draft for this episode. Make sure to leave a comment down below. What was the best pick?
Who
What was the
do you
worst
think the
pick?
winner is?
And who won? Because we're actually interested to know. If you're watching this on YouTube, podcast should be live on Spotify or wherever you watch your podcasts or listen to your podcasts.
Watch your podcasts.
And
Come on, then.
actually, we might make a second version of this style format, because first off, I actually really like it, but we might do it for 2023 releases on terms of what movies we think are going to have, I guess, the most potential or to be great flicks. So, anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We'll see y'all in the next one.
Peace.
Peace.